Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This episode is sponsored by MasterCheck. Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck, a full-service investigative company, has been providing many Fortune 500 companies, publicly traded companies, government agencies, and top law firms throughout the United States and Canada with an array of investigative services. As a veteran-owned business, many of our field investigators are prior military and college-educated, which makes thinking outside of the box one of the things we do best. Our creative approach helps our customers protect one of their most important assets, their business. Call Vincent Dimps at 615-783-1623 for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Coffee Central. Coffee Central is a full-service coffee house with two DeSoto County locations. Our South Haven shop is located in the Snowden Grove and our Hernando shop is located right on Commerce Street. Coffee Central is much more than just a coffee shop. We are a community, a place where coffee and community meet.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, thank you for tuning in, listening in, and actually watching as well for another episode of South Haven Business Beats. We have an exceptional guest today. Again, my name is Robbie, I'm the host, and then we have Tina Tatum with Coffee Central, the owner, and brought an incredible spread and delicious coffee. And just thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy, and just really looking forward to learning more about you and a story and a journey for Coffee Central.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us here.
Absolutely. Well, I know you just had a big moment, celebrated 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. 5 years, March 2024 here. We're 5 years in coffee and just excited about the growth and just the embracing from the community. And we just love what we're doing here in South Haven.
Yeah. I love the fact that the community aspect is a big driving force for you. Mm-hmm. So I know a little bit before we got rolling here, you mentioned that about how when you first got into this, you wanted to find a way to give back to community mm-hmm. and help out. How's that? Why is that such a cornerstone for y'all? And what is it the fact that you're doing to give back?
Right. So the reason why it's so embedded in me is I've lived in DeSoto County my entire life. So yeah. I've traveled the world with other jobs, but this has always been my permanent address. I was born in Memphis, have lived in DeSoto County my entire life. So I spent 10 years working with National Day of Prayer, of coordinating all of our municipalities to come together mm-hmm. for the greater good, you know, not only of our community, our state, and of our nation. So I just have always just had a heart for community. And so as the opportunity for Coffee Central came about to purchase 5 years ago, it was pre-existing. We talked about, but we really wanted to put a spin on design a brand that would reach not just, you know, people who are going out to have a cup of coffee in the morning, but there was a whole target market out there of people who love specialty coffee, of students. You know, Coffee Central developed the name from DeSoto Central, just right there next to Coffee Central. So that's where we started. But we love to give back to the community in creating a safe space for meaningful connections over coffee. We do things like nights of worship or nights of music, or we call it Coffee with a Cause, where we help raise funds for just a collaboration of our platform, maybe a musician's platform, and then the nonprofit's platform. It just creates this beautiful synergy of where we can bring awareness and give back to the community in that aspect.
I love that. It's like you're leaving pretty much with a servant heart, and I admire that. So thank you for doing that. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can see why the longevity hit 5 years so fast for y'all. Yeah. And before, I was just really interested. I love how you started the story of it, but then the evolution. Did you see the point now? Now you're coming up to a third location, and then some other aspect that you're tapping into on the roasting side as well.
Yeah, I never thought. I really saw the potential in it. So I talked to you earlier. We had this learning curve in the first year because I had 10 years in food service distribution, working with executive chefs in a previous career. So I understood the food side. So doing spreads like this came super easy. And I love to cook. So our family is a big family from Southern Louisiana. We love to cook. So food was easy, but we had to learn coffee. But wherever I traveled, we would find the local coffee shops. You know, I'm on Yelp finding local no matter where we go. So we had this learning curve of developing what Coffee Central was into where the coffee industry was going and then how we could have that availability in South Haven. because we would drive to Memphis. I'm going to be honest with you. We would drive to Memphis for all the things that we offer now. Mm. And so my heart was, why am I spending all this revenue? Why am I spending all this money in Memphis when we need this here in DeSoto County? We need it in South Haven. So from specialty third wave coffee at the time, we're into fourth wave coffee now, to acai bowls was our first thing, you know, sausage balls, quiche, avocado toast, all the things that I loved or when I would travel, I would go find. Mm-hmm. We just decided that, hey, let's offer that right here on Get Well in South Haven, so we can keep that revenue. We can keep the community here. And even now at this point, we draw some of our customer base from the greater Memphis area that come down to DeSoto County now, down to South Haven, to enjoy our coffee and food and everything that we offer up and down Get Well there.
Yeah, I love it. And you have another location, and you said Hernando.
Yeah, we have our second location was Hernando. Okay. We moved down there actually within 6 months of opening, so that was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. We expanded into a house there at 39 West Commerce Street, and within a year later. And then we expanded South Haven another year after that to offer the full service kitchen that we have at both locations. Mm. And then just in October of this last year, we acquired Ethnos Coffee Roasters, which we're working on merging all the brands, you know, currently. Yeah. But we source from other nations, import, and roast our own coffee, as well as becoming a coffee consultant for those who want to have startup coffee or evolve into their coffee dreams. So I didn't envision that side of it, because my heart's always been so much for community, but then I had so many people just pulling on us on what I didn't know or feel was expertise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you've been in a few years, you don't just survive during COVID, but you thrive. We opened our second location in COVID, when we were at 50% occupancy, we expanded in Hernando. So people are like, what are you doing? And, you know, I'm like, I don't know. The Lord just said do it. So we're going to do that. But, but I didn't really foresee the expansion as far as us becoming a, you know, working from a local to then now on a global scale with roasting and importing.
Yeah.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors.
Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Call Vincent Dentz at 615-783-1623 for more information.
Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
And the roasting and importing, I find that fascinating. I know you said that's something you didn't really at first aspire to, or like, I imagine year one, you weren't thinking, hey, we're going to be roasting and importing.
Right.
What was that turning point where you said, you know what, we need to go ahead and capitalize on this, take advantage
right.
of it?
Right. So 4 years in, we decided that our next logical step in coffee was to begin to learn how to roast for ourselves. Mm. That was the first goal, was to say, how can we roast our own beans for us? We've always sourced local. Everything we do is local. All of our coffee has always been local. You know, we start out with Jay Brooks, Vice and Virtue, Dr. Beans, all the local roasters that everyone recognizes those names as doing what we're doing now through Ethnos. So we began to realize that we wanted to just roast for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so Kenny just really embraced us, and we branded our first Central Brew. So we launched that about a year ago. And then we began to train Sean Thigpen, who's our lead roaster now. He was our bar manager in South Haven. Everybody knows Sean. Love Sean. he began to train on how to roast with Ethnos. And then the founder of Ethnos, Kenny, he got a ministry job opportunity in L.A. And so it happened rather quickly from about August to October of last year. And he, again, another friend who was going to sell their business, which is where Coffee Central began. And I said, well, if we're going to do this, let's just do it. So he gifted us through last summer of teaching us how to roast and then how to do our coffee better in-house. At Coffee Central. So so we just dove right off into that and then realized we could equipment wholesale. We could consult for people who wanted to do the same thing we were doing, but maybe didn't really know how to start.
Sure.
Maybe we could help them discover some of the stumbling blocks that they wouldn't have to go through that we did, you know, in the first few years. Help them to get, you know, we can go so much further and so much faster if we do it together.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I love that going together because it mm-hmm. ties into your community aspect. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier about some nonprofits. Are there nonprofits mm-hmm. you're currently involved mm-hmm. with and help out?
Yeah. So yeah. we originally started out with our giving 10% back of our revenue annually to R3 The Movement, which was our own nonprofit mm-hmm. with the busyness of life and change. We dissolved that nonprofit board, but we still serve in the area of reaching, rescue, and redeeming those affected by human trafficking. Mm-hmm. So it's still really heavy on our heart. So but we did that the first couple of years, and then we've partnered with Destiny Center in Olive Branch. So we give, we target them on an annual basis to give back to them. They're bringing resources to the community, such as Meals on Wheels type things, community-based opportunities. We have a few nonprofits right behind us on that strip in South Haven, such as Healing Hearts, the ARC, which is MOVE. We've partnered with them in the past for jobs programs with the ARC of you know, employing some of their people that, you know, have the need for their clients.
Sure,
yeah. There we go. Clients. Okay. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
you know, to help with them. And then honestly, if there's a nonprofit that needs help, we've helped with missions. We've helped send people on missions. We've helped with House of Grace. You know, all of the larger nonprofits that you may recognize, we've probably helped, but mm-hmm. we specifically target smaller nonprofits that people don't know about that are doing really great work, like Precious and Pink. Mm-hmm. That houses and helps women transition out of jail in DeSoto County to, mm-hmm. you know, a full year program that helps get them back on their feet. So, you know, we partner and try to give our platform and our voice to what they're doing in the community.
Right. I love that so much because I imagine a lot of people that have passed by seen Coffee Central mm-hmm. and like, oh, it's just coffee. Yeah. But not knowing all this, there's so much more behind the cup of coffee that you have or the food that you serve. And I really respect that and admire that greatly. So, the 5 years went by, I imagine, in a flash, and a lot has evolved since then. What's the dream for the next 5 years?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm still reeling in where we're at right now.
Sure.
But if I had to say, you know, just understanding how we can merge the brands that still honors the beginning stages of where we started in Coffee Central. We have such brand recognition in DeSoto County. Ethnos has such brand recognition in Shelby County and in Memphis. Like, we have the contract on the Memphis Zoo. We supply coffee to several really coffee shops are doing well in the Memphis area. So that 901 roasting is, you know, means something, and it means something to us for the Memphis coffee community. So looking at what brand do we then extend with other locations? Because it was our goal to be in Olive Branch by now.
Sure.
You know, I feel like Coffee Central will stay in Mississippi, North Mississippi, and the tip of the sip, if you will. We love we love our beginning days in South Haven, especially, and partnering with the Chamber. They've just, I tell everyone, I just am probably one of South Haven Chamber's biggest cheerleaders that, you know, you can't do it alone, and you have a whole team behind you when you join the Chamber. So we're looking at probably expansions into other locations in Northwest Mississippi, and then really developing what we can do to help others who want to be in the coffee industry, who want to not only just develop really great cup of coffee behind the bar, but how can you really use that as a tool to serve your local community? You know, whether any state of the nation, honestly, we could help do that.
So yeah, absolutely.
We see developing that in the roastery side and then a few more locations of Coffee Central.
Absolutely. Well, I know we all here at the Chamber and then with South Haven Business Beats and then in our attendance and everybody that listens and watches, wish you nothing but continued success. Is there anything we can do to help pour into you to help you out succeed?
Right.
By all means, let us know. And it's more than just a cup of coffee. It's more than just food. There's so much behind it. And I greatly admire and respect that. So thank you so much for your time and being on the show.
Appreciate it so much. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.